Events and persons portrayed on this show are fictitious. Any similarity to genuinely entertaining people or events is purely coincidental.
All right, Skrodelson now ready to debate Peterson. And the first question goes to the Democrat, Skrodelmeier. How many sides on the Pentagon?
Pentagon have five sides. Oh. It's built in the early 40s.
I know it has five sides, sir, but you clearly spoke out of turn. Your answer is disqualified for speaking out of order.
Yes.
I'm going to pass on you and go directly to your foe.
Skrodelmeier, who would you suggest as the best candidate?
Me.
Mr. Peterson, your rebuttal?
Me.
Mr. Skrodelson?
Me.
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 Peterson?
Me.
Oh.
The question goes to you, Richard Peterson. What is the difference between a regular hot ass and one that is bootylicious?
Hot is really hot.
Right. So a hot ass would be what?
Hot and filthy.
You do realize on national television, sir, you're proclaiming your preference for a regular hot and filthy ass over bootylicious.
I didn't say it.
Mr. Skrodelmeier, your response.
Did too.
Peterson?
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Not.
Too.
Not.
Too.
Not.
Mr. Skrodelson.
Did too.
Oh. Oh. That's not really a debate.
And there you have the undercard of tonight's presidential debate between Democrat Rudy Skrodelson and Republican Richard Peterson. Let's throw it to political analyst James Carville for his take on what we just saw. James?
Well, it's apparent Mr. Peterson just doesn't know what he's talking about. Unless, of course, you want to include talking about a woman's hind end in a derogatory fashion. It appears he can go on and on about that for days. Mr. Skrodelmeier clearly won that debate. Now, it may be just a little old Barton, Louisiana, but it is not hard to see that Mr. Skrodelson clearly won a decisive victory. Listen right here.
Who would you suggest as the best candidate?
Me.
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 Well, how about right here?
I didn't say it.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Not.
Too.
Not.
Too.
Oh.
Why, this country hasn't heard persuasiveness like this since William Jefferson Clinton himself convinced a little gal in a blue dress and a beret to sample a presidential cigar.
Thank you, James. Stay tuned as President Bush prepares to tangle with John Kerry in tonight's main event, coming up next.
Meanwhile, back at the station.
I would like to have the strength of a gorilla.
Yes.
Yeah, is this a radio station?
Yes, it is. Who's this, sir?
My name's Officer Lee Griman.
Yeah, right.
One heap big tough cop, right?
One heap big tough cop.
Otherwise known by my Indian name, Bashes with Stick.
Well,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, I know.
Ow, 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 ow.
Okay, now
let me tell you this.
Wait a second. Now, Griman, we were talking earlier this morning. Schwarzenegger has outlawed five schools in the state of California that have a mascot by the name of Redskins. He said that that's no good anymore.
Well, I think this India mascot thing with
what?
Governor Schwarzkopf is totally out of hand.
Say what?
You think the Indian mascot thing with whom?
Governor Schwarzkopf.
Uh-huh.
You know what I had stuck in my locker this morning?
What's that, sir?
A notice from the Department of Human Resources, right?
What's it say?
Well, telling us we can't...
What?
Oh, curly, curly.
I'd say, say it again. I'm having a hard time with you, sir.
Let's get the wax out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the note say on your locker?
It says we can't call Kurlikowski chief anymore.
Oh.
You can't.
All right.
And you, what is your Indian name again?
Bashes with Stick.
Yeah.
No.
That's
all right. So what are you going to call him? You can't call him
a... I'm going to have a powwow this morning at 8:30 to figure that out.
You can have a powwow.
Yeah,
is that right?
I got better things to do than watch my P's and Q's. Mm-hmm. Like watching 22 pounds of Carolina hickory come down on top of your flat head.
Why? What are we doing?
My little partner I like to call the Equal Opportunity
really?
Destroyer. Hold on.
What?
What's that?
Oh, he just took off right in the middle of the call. How does he have a phone and drive a motorcycle?
Well, everybody's on a cell phone. One of the leading causes of motorcycle accidents, Harley riders on cell phones.
So do you think truly that they're going to... must have hit a dog or a mailman with a dog coming out.
I didn't say it.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
Not.
Too.
Not.